All right, what's up, guys? This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And it is Friday, November 17th. Hey, I got a quick question for you. Let's see how well you know your Bible. In Matthew chapter 24, this passage deals with signs of the coming of the Lord and the end of the age. The disciples asked Jesus privately, "What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Here's the question I want to ask you tonight. What was the first thing that Jesus said would be the sign of the coming of the Lord? Let's talk about it tonight.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys, again, I want to welcome you to the program. Again, this is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Hey, listen, do me a favor, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that bell notification. This is going to keep you informed here on these platforms, on YouTube, on Facebook, even on Facebook, Rumble, whatever platform you're listening from, watching from, or at least the visual of this. Please hit that like button, that share button. Not only will it keep you notified on these platforms, but it will also help push our content out there for other individuals to see it and be able to be a part of the broadcast as well. And of course, if you've not downloaded our free app, I want to give you the opportunity to do that. Go to your Play Store, depending on what that looks like for you, depending on your device. Download our free app today. If you guys listen by Apple, by Spotify, it's easy. Just go to your Play Store, type in End Time Headlines, download our app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be set and good to go, and you're not going to miss any of our content, and it's always going to be available for you guys and at your fingertips. So let's go to, I want to go to Matthew chapter 24. This is where we're going to start tonight, and we've got quite a things to talk about on tonight's program to close out this week of broadcasting. Matthew 24, if you want to join me, you can. I'm going to pull up the scripture on the screen here for you guys that are listening by Apple and by Spotify. We're going to go to, again, Matthew chapter 24. Let's go to verse 3. Jesus is here at the Mount of Olives. His disciples are with him. They came to him privately. I'm reading from the New King James, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Now, as I brought out the beginning of this, the opening of this broadcast, I asked the question. I want to see how many of you guys know your Bible. There's a whole list of things that Jesus said would be indications. They would be indicators. They would be things that we are to look for, and they would happen. They would happen more frequently. They would happen with more intensity, and they would all culminate together. And the generation that witnesses all these things together is surely the generation that will see, again, the coming of the Lord and the end of the age. So there's this whole list: wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, plagues, pestilences. He said people will be offended. All these things will happen. But the first thing, and I believe it's not a by chance or happenstance or coincidence, that the first thing that Jesus tells us in the order of these events for us to be on the guard for, to be watchful for, to be paying attention to, is in verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and will declare," "and will deceive many." So let me say that again. He says, take heed for deception. There will be many that will come bearing the name of Christ. They will even declare themselves the Messiah. They will say he is the one to come. And they will deceive many. So how many of you guys got that right? Let me know in the comment section below. Come on, don't lie. The Lord's watching. The Lord's listening. Did you get it right? Did you get the answer right to that? So we're going to talk about tonight deception, because when we talk about deception, Obviously, we can go into the obvious things. We could talk about the David Koreshes. We could talk about the Jim Jones. We could talk about the Roger Applewhite. These are all cult leaders. These were all leaders that declare themselves messiahs. They were false apostles, false Christ, false leaders. They led people. Not only did they deceive people, that many of them died. Many, many people died. From heeding to deception, giving into deception. And friends, we're in a time, listen to me clearly when I say this. Yes, there's going to be earthquakes. Yes, there's going to be disasters. Yes, there's going to be plagues, pestilences, famines, tsunamis. There's going to be disasters. There's going to be offense. All these things are coming. We're not neglecting those things. We're not negating those things, rather. That would be the proper term that I want to use here. We're not negating those things at all. What I am saying here, though, is that I believe we're in an hour, and as we get closer to the end of the age and the coming of the Lord, according to the Gospel of Matthew, Mark and Luke, three of the four synoptic gospels, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, all mention, all the gospel writers, all reference Jesus, the Messiah, the true Messiah, emphasizing to the disciples of his day and to those of us of our day that we need to be aware, we need to be alert, and we need to be watchful for deception, because many of us are susceptible to this. Any of us can fall victim to this if we are not in the Word like we should be, if we're not rooted, grounded, and steadfast in the never-changing, everlasting, unadulterated, uncompromising, unwavering Word of the living God. Now, why did I use all those terms? Because culture will always change. Our culture is like a reed that is blown in the wind. It will go in the direct. People, I'm telling you, people and even so-called Christians that are not rooted and grounded in the faith and in Jesus Christ and in his word, they're like reeds shaken in the wind. They're blown by every wind of doctrine. Did you know the Word of God talks about that? That you're to be rooted and grounded in truth, that you're not blown by every wind of doctrine? And that's why I believe Jesus emphasized the danger of deception, because he knew, prophetically speaking, being the Son of God, that as we get closer to the end of this thing wrapping up, we get closer to the end of the age and the coming of the Lord, we are going to see a mass scale of deception like we have never experienced in our lifetime. And in fact, your Bible says, if it were possible, that even the very elect would be deceived. Now, look, I'm going to be transparent with you, and I always have been. Of all the things that we can choose to be concerned with, we can choose to be concerned with wars, rumors of wars, nations rising against nations, ethnos against ethnos, that's kingdom against kingdom. When famines, pestilences, disasters, plagues, we could choose to worry about all these things. But the one thing that I have spent more energy and more time in praying that the Lord would deliver me from, keep me from, protect me from, and preserve me and my family from, is not so much the disasters and earthquakes and all this, because I trust that the Lord, his angels are about us. Your word says the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear him. Listen, God's going to protect and keep us until it's our time to go. If we're under the blood, in his will, serving him, I believe and trust his angels will protect us. But the one thing that I've spent more energy and prayer on is to not be deceived. What do I mean by that? Lord, this is how I pray before. God, if I am being succumbed to deception, doctrinally, in any way, form, or fashion, reveal it to me. show it to me. If I am associated with an individual, a group, a denomination, a network, if they have malicious intent, if they are deceptive, if they are operating in falsehood, expose it, reveal it to me. Come on, some of y'all need to be praying this. This is serious stuff. You need to know who you're yoked with. You need to know who you're associated with. You need to know what you're setting under and who you're setting under and who is preaching behind the pulpit. What's their tenets of faith? What do they actually believe? Research it. Study it. Because this is exceptionally important as we get closer to the end of the age. And look, I don't mind telling you, as technology advances, yes, we're going to have the good of it, but we're going to have the bad of it. That's just the nature of the beast, guys. All technology can either be used for good or bad. Hello, we're using technology as we speak to preach the gospel. That's good. But this same technology that we're using for good and for the kingdom of God in the wrong hands can be used for bad and for the kingdom of hell. Do you know how many people are being held captive to Satan and his will and spirits of lust and perversion with the same technology that we're using to promote the gospel that is being used to keep them in bondages of perversion? Are you hearing what I'm saying today? So, in the book of Daniel, it says knowledge will increase as we approach the end of the age, the coming of the Lord. Knowledge shall be increased. Many shall run to and fro. So it's no wonder and no mystery that artificial intelligence is going to be right on the front line of deception. Is there good in AI? Well, I'm sure there will be. For example, the medical industry is now embarking into using artificial intelligence to be able to detect certain diseases, certain ailments, certain genetic things, and catch these things using artificial intelligence, and they can actually save lives and prevent things years and years and years advanced or ahead of these diseases ever surfacing or coming to surface when it's too late. So again, that would be an example of the good of it. But let me show you an example of the bad of this. Computer-generated TikTok Jesus. Of course, deception would be rampant on TikTok. I mean, who would have ever thought, right? Computer-generated TikTok Jesus promises divine blessings, quote, and a potential jackpot for its creator. Go figure, the guy who created. Look at this, guys. Let me pull up this picture here. So not only is there one, there's not just one AI Jesus. There is multiple ones. So you can see them from the left to the right. And of course, they're all the same image and depiction of the traditional Western Jesus Christ. The Caucasian beard, blue eyes. Again, it's so far. Listen, I'm not going to get into the flesh and blood aspect of the Messiah of Jesus, but I'm just saying while he was here on earth, he did not look like this, guys. He was Jewish. He did not look like this. He was not a Caucasian that had this picture perfect Fabio hair and this GQ personification, his perfect beard. It was trimmed, the perfect color. It was dyed. This is ridiculous. But look at the amount of views these videos have garnished. 22. This one's got 22.2 million, 3.4. Some of these are up in the upper thousands, but some of these are way up there. The TikTok profile Daily Believer at Believer Daily has 70 videos with computer-generated Jesus's looking directly at the viewer, beseeching them to stop scrolling and watch the next minute's worth of content. Again, let me say that again. Over 70 of these have been created to stop you in your tracks from scrolling. Oh, and by the way, can I just throw something out there? Did you know that in China, where they created this TikTok, their algorithms of what they show your children who are on TikTok, which my kids are not on TikTok, but the children that are scrolling through TikTok, the algorithms that they get here in the West with all the nonsense that they're fed 24 hours and 7 days a week is not the same algorithm that they're given in China to Chinese children. The children in China are getting educational videos, instruction videos, videos on how to better their life, the better to make better aspects and to be better individuals in life and society, but not here in the West. Here in the West, you've got all these ridiculous TikTok challenges. You've got nonsense 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this is just one example of this. So here's this creator who's created 70 different quote AI Jesuses who want to stop you in your tracks of scrolling so that they can speak into your life. And if you think that only a handful of people are stopping and even yielding to this, giving this a thought, listening to this nonsense, it's amazing to me. Oh, can I just get on my soapbox for a second? I wonder how many self-proclaimed Christians will sit and watch a 3 to 5 minute video from an AI Jesus, but they refuse to set aside 3 to 5 minutes and get into the real Bible and speak to the real Jesus. I may not get some help up in here today, but I'm going to preach it anyway. It's amazing to me that what this generation is falling to and falling into deception with. Let me get back to this article. Again, all of the G's, all 70 of these, I assume it's 70. I mean, it's 70 videos. So we're just going to say all Jesuses, all the Jesuses that are portrayed or created rather, are long-haired, they have beards, and they're the Western 1940 paintings of the depiction of Christ. Some of these are wearing crowns or a crown of thorns. Some look like Jared Leto. Nearly all of these Jesuses promise a surprise or, quote, good news soon. I mean, of course, the surprise that the AI Jesus wants to deliver to you, or the good news that he wants to deliver to you, is of course in exchange for viewer likes. Commenting, amen, or sharing it with your friends and family. With this digital outreach, the Daily Believer has gained, as of November the 13th of this year, 813,200 followers and over 9.2 million likes. Cha-ching. In other words, and before you slam the creator, which I am not agreeing with what he's doing and I'm not on board with it, but before we as Christians slam him, again, I want to ask you this. How many pastors or preachers do you see on Christian television promising you good news, blessings, and promises that are not found in Scripture if you will sow into their ministry, if you'll give X amount of dollars, if you'll sow an X amount of a seed and you label that seed a certain amount, then this blessing will come, this promise will come, or this breakthrough will come. It's a money for blessing exchange. This is no different. It's the same spirit behind it, and it's deception. I'm going to read this quote. As a scholar of religion in the U.S. and its intersection with popular culture, what did I talk about? Culture. I have been studying the ways, again, this is the author of studyfinds.com. So we want to give you the reference for that. He says, I've been studying the ways American Christians use media and popular culture to perform religious work and evangelical outreach for the past 13 years. I argue that this TikTok phenomenon in which viewers are promised good luck for sharing, liking and commenting on videos of a computer-generated Jesus is close to what is known as the prosperity gospel. Well, what about that? Quote, that is a Christian belief that God will reward faith with this worldly comforts like health and wealth. So again, we're on the same track here. Welcome Jesus into your home is among the Daily Believer's most popular videos with over 22.2 million subscribers. I want you to stop and think about this for a second. So think about this. This computer-generated AI Jesus has the capacity, has the attention span of over 22 million Americans. So out of those 22 million Americans, I wonder how many of them can rightfully divide the word and would even be able to know and identify when falsehood, false doctrine, or deception is being perpetrated to them, being funneled to them, and coming out of this AI Jesus. Or would they just eat it up because they're not in the word, and they would just be like, oh, well, this is what the Bible says. This is what the word says. This is what Jesus says. Listen to this nonsense. If the viewer believes in God, they must share the video with their friends and family and comment, quote, I believe. If they do this, quote, they will receive a blessing within an hour. If they do not, the computer-generated Jesus issues a thinly veiled threat of damnation by quoting Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, which is wherein which John the Baptist says to the Pharisees, when he was preaching at the Jordan, quote, even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Wow. Now here it is. Ready? It is a TikTok chain letter, one whose creator can be monetarily compensated by TikTok between 2 cents and 4 cents for every 1,000 views. Or in other words, Welcome Jesus into your home could have earned the creator $900 from TikTok views alone, with the possibility for additional money earned on sites like Facebook Reels. All right, guys. So that, again, that's just one story we've got for you today where we're talking about deception. And this is only going to get worse. Again, this is why I believe this is setting the stage for the ultimate deception, Revelation 13, the image of the beast. Think about it. I believe with all my heart, and I've said this so many times, this is where you're going to see the false prophet pull this off with this image that will both speak and live and cause as many that would not to worship it. And if they don't, they'll be beheaded. Okay? So it's here. The technology's here, but the deception is growing. And that's what we're talking about. Then recently we had, now this is a little, this was last month. So it's a little bit, it's almost a month old. But it fit really good for what we're talking about today. Recently, the Christian music industry has what is called the Dove Awards, which is an accolade by the Gospel Music Association of the U.S. to recognize outstanding achievement in the, quote, Christian music industry. The awards are presented annually. So this is every year they do this. The awards have been held in Nashville, Tennessee every year except for 2011 and 2012 when they were held in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, remember, this is a Christian music awards ceremony, but recently Skillet's lead vocalist John Cooper was left what he said was literally speechless after this previous Dove Awards. Why? Because several Christian musicians, and I'm going to use the air quotes, Christian musicians, appeared in drag. So here you can see it right here on your screen. Former caveman, call singer, songwriter Derek Webb went to the awards in a dress. He's right here in the black and white where you see my mouse hovering over here. He went to the award ceremony, the Dove Award ceremony, as a quote-unquote Christian artist dressed like a woman alongside an openly queer Christian artist similar and drag queen artist, quote, called Flamey Grant, which obviously is a knockoff of Amy Grant. And we'll talk about her in just a second as well. Webb also posted a picture of the trio. That's what you're looking at right here on your screen. On social media with the caption, quote, 54th Annual Dove Awards, here we come. Now we got more on this. Let's check this video out.
Cooper to discuss this. Frontman for the Grammy-nominated Christian rock band Skillet, host of the Cooper Stuff podcast, and author of the upcoming book, Wimpy, Weak, and Woke. John, thank you so much for being with us today. It's an honor to have you.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Allison. Thank you.
Thank you. So, John, can you explain to us why the Dove Awards, ultimately the Christian version of the Grammys, would host someone who's part of the Alphabet Mafia? I mean, I just talked to a pastor yesterday about how religious leaders, including the Pope, are compromising with other faiths and religions, which the Bible calls false gods. How can we even begin to consider compromising with this lifestyle as Christians?
Yeah, great. Well, I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is this. We know that God promises if we repent, cry out to God, he will heal our land. The bad news is, as everybody knows, America really is on the verge of destruction. And I believe that that destruction.
I love how he, one thing I like about John Cooper is this guy tells it like it is. There's no gray areas. He's black and white. He's a guy after my own heart. We have kindred spirits. He's just one who tells it like it is. And this is why he draws so much controversy. So I love those statements. And what he's saying, guys, is absolutely 100% correct.
Destruction is because the Christian church ain't acting like the Christian church. All
Come
right.
On,
so
brother.
I've been ringing this bell in Christian music for a long time. There is a lot of compromise in Christian music, just like there's a lot of compromise in Christianity in general. But I want to be very, very fair. I don't think that the Doves actually hosted them. I don't think they invited them. I don't think they approved of it. I think it's just tickets. Anybody can get tickets and come. So I want to say that about the Doves. I don't think that's what's going on. However, the industry is not doing a good job on clarity on what is it that we are willing to say is okay, and what we are willing to say that's actually not okay, and it's time for us to kind of separate ways. And I say that because as we speak, some of the biggest Christian worship singers in the world, as we speak, have posted things that are publicly pro-choice. They've publicized candidates who are pro-choice, pro-abortion, sexual stuff on socials. We've seen lots of affirming stances on LGBT from worship leaders, pro-BLM people, things like that. In my new book, I even give a few names. One of the ones I found the most egregious is a worship singer who chastised Christians for calling quote-unquote Leah Thomas, who is a trans-identifying biological male swimmer. He said, if you call him a man, you are being hateful. God is going to judge you for this. So what you're dealing with right now is the fact that a lot of Christian musicians, the industry, are so very confused about what the Bible says. And I just want to say to that worship artist,
how are they confused? This is what blows me away. How can you be confused? If you don't know the Bible, then you don't need to be a Christian artist. If you don't know the Word of God, you don't need to be going up there representing God and singing about God and expressing God and leading people into worship. Come on, does anybody agree with that? Lauren Daigle flopped on this as well. She failed the test when she was straight out asked by a DJ or someone in the studio asked her, what is your stance on homosexuality? And she skirted around and fumbled around. And she said, well, basically, and I'm paraphrasing this, I really don't know if it's wrong or it's not. Really? If we're going to fail on such an elementary principle, on an elementary subject like this, again, step down. Don't be a Christian artist. Just be a regular singer or an artist or a musician, but don't represent Christ if you don't know the Bible. If you're a preacher and you don't know the Bible and you don't know how to discern right from wrong, what is good and what is evil, what is light and what is dark, and if you don't know what God calls an abomination and you don't know what God calls evil, then you don't know the Bible and you don't need to be preaching the gospel. This is not that. This is not rocket science, guys. This is not rocket science. This is unbelievable that we're even having this discussion.
Actually, you're the one being hateful by confusing the world. You're the one being hateful by rejecting God's created order and calling righteous something that is righteous wickedness, and wickedness something that's righteous. Isaiah warns us of this. Yep. Woe to those who trade good for evil and evil for good. We have a lot of work we need to do in the industry.
That is a fantastic point. We sure do. And
yeah, somebody needs to go in there and get rid of all the goats and the tares and just clean that stuff out. Somebody needs it. So somebody at the Dove Award should have never allowed that to happen. If them guys showed up like that, they should have said, "Don't, you're not coming in here dressed like that. Go and get a proper attire. You're not going to represent." I cannot believe that an open transgender was even put into a Christian genre. They top the charts of Christian music. This is unbelievable, but it's not unbelievable because, again, I'm going to go back to what we're saying. We're in the end times, and Jesus said the number one thing will not be disasters. It will not be famines. It will not be pestilence. It'll be deception. Deception will be the number one thing that we as believers have to be on guard for and be watchful for.
I really just pray that Christians continue to stand firm on biblical core issues instead of watering them down to the point where there's virtually no difference between us and the world. I mean, that
Come
is
on,
what
sister.
We are called to do. So I'm grateful that you're here to discuss that. I think it's so important to represent Jesus, especially now in this world full of darkness. Now, you mentioned many of the Christian bands and artists today are somehow okay with the worldly traits that are infiltrating Christian worship music. Don't you think there should be a greater show of Christian artists standing strong in their convictions, calling this evil out? I mean, why aren't we seeing more people rising up during this, amid what's currently happening? Shouldn't there be more artists and bands and musicians standing up and speaking out against this?
Yeah, I really think that there should be. I understand sometimes why there's not. So my upcoming book that you already mentioned is called Wimpy, Weak, and Woke. That's what we're dealing with. We are dealing with a culture that is
Sounds
wimpy.
Sounds like a book I need to
and
get.
And a church that is wimpy, weak, and woke. And people can pre-order that on my website, johnlcooper.com. Here's what it means to be wimpy and woke. It is the fact that we recognize, and this is true, that we need to be compassionate to people who do not agree with us. We need to love people that do not agree with us. We need to love people that don't agree with biblical sexual ethics. What makes you wimpy and weak is when you actually don't want to tell somebody the truth because you think it's more important to be polite.
Come on, don't you just love his the boldness? He's got such boldness. That's what we need, that guys. We need this kind of backbone and tenacity and boldness in this world that we're in today. So listen, since we're still on this subject of Christian music, listen, I hate to break the news to you, but a lot of Christian artists, the only reason why they're Christian artists is because they couldn't make it in the secular industry. Let me say that again. I know this is, look, again, we've said this before. It's a tough pill to swallow. Again, if you got to take the pill and you got to cut it in half and take it in pieces, then do that. If you've got to dissolve your pill in water and let it get dissolved and drink it down, then do that. It's like a shot. It's going to hurt. It's going to sting. It's going to make a whelp, but you got to get over it. You're just going to take a deep breath. And what I'm saying here is going to sting. It's going to be hurtful. It's probably going to be offensive to some people, but the reality is a lot of some of your favorite Christian artists out there, the only reason why they're in the Christian artist genre is because they couldn't make it in the secular world. So they compromised and they accepted this because the Christian industry took them in. And this has been going on, guys, for years. This is not something that's recent. And I want to say it's not recent. And the thing is, all that's happening right now is they're just being exposed. The people that's been the fakes, that's been the phonies, that's been the goats, that's been has been the tares that have been in this industry, they're all coming to light. They're being exposed. Amy Grant's one of them. Y'all remember all the controversy that was surrounding her when she came out in the defense of same-sex weddings? She came out in the defense of the LGBTQ. She hosted a same-sex wedding, so all that stuff. And she came out in defense of it because she got such backlash from the believers that actually stand for the Bible, stand for the word, and stand against what God stands against. She actually stood her ground, not defending the word of God, not defending that, but no, she stood on her, on what she believed was right and what she wanted to defend, which again was the very thing that God calls an abomination. So again, it's not surprising that this stuff is happening. Guys, even the Catholic Church, which, you know, I'm not saying that they've ever been a quote unquote beacon for absolute truth, and we don't have time to get in all that, but the latest report was that, quote, transgenders can now be baptized and serve as godparents. This comes from the Vatican. We posted this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Let me read a little bit of this. Transgender people can become, can now be godparents at Roman Catholic baptisms, witnesses at religious weddings, and receive baptisms themselves. Again, transgenders can receive baptisms themselves. Now stop. If they are repenting and they receive Christ and they want to be baptized, there's nothing wrong with that. We should be embracing that. We should accept that, and we should want that. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about individuals that are not repented. They're not changing their lifestyle. They have no desire to. They identify as this, and the Vatican has capitulated and saying that not only can they be godparents at these baptisms and witnesses at religious weddings, but they themselves can also receive baptisms themselves. What's next, guys? Are they going to be able to take of the communion, which is supposed to be sacred, which is supposed to be holy? And even Paul emphasized that if an individual takes of the takes of the communion, of the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the wine, and they do this in remembrance of Christ, he said if they do this in an unholy manner, an unrepented manner, then they actually are eating and drinking damnation to themselves. So this is absolutely terrifying. And if you read on down here in this article from Reuters, it says the department known as the Diocese of the Doctrine of the Faith was vague, however, in response to a question of whether a same-sex couple could have a church baptism for an adopted child or one obtained through a surrogate mother. Let me say that again. They were vague in their response. So in other words, they never gave us a definitive answer. Here's a little more on this. Let's check this out.
A new ruling by the Vatican says transgender people and babies of same-sex couples can be baptized. The church doctrine suggests a transgender person can be baptized as long as there is no risk of causing scandal or disorientation to other Catholics. It says children of same-sex couples can also be baptized as long as there is a well-founded hope that they will be educated in the religion.
Oh, okay. So, wow, guys, really? So their denomination, the Catholicism, the religion of Catholicism is the ultimate authority. So it doesn't matter if you're transgender, homosexual, lesbian, if what you identify as, you could be doing all these things that God calls an abomination. But as long as you are committed and you are faithful to the quote church, then it's okay. In other words, translation, long as you're paying your money and giving your money to the church, to the Vatican, to the organization, then it's okay. Wow. So, you know, everybody wants to bash charismatics and Pentecostals, but look, guys, this is going through every religion. The spirit of deception, this deception is rampant. Look at this. Even in England, dozens of Church of England bishops want to allow clergy same-sex civil marriages. Let me say that again. Dozens of Church of England bishops desire to allow clergy same-sex civil marriages. The report, according to thechristianpost.com, says more than 40 of these Church of England bishops and senior church figures have expressed their desire to see an end to the denomination's ban on same-sex marriage among clergy. Wow. 44 senior church figures, including 15 diocesan and 29 assistant or suffragan bishops issued a statement this week calling for immediate guidance to allow LGBTQ clergy an ordinance to marry. The bishops seek a, quote, swift end to the current uncertainty and advocate for the church to issue guidance that would remove restrictions on clergy from entering into same-sex civil marriages. So we actually think God's going to bless that when he says that, when he calls it an abomination. But yet we think, but this is just unbelievable, but it's, again, it's unbelievable, but it's not unbelievable. It's unbelievable to the world if you're looking in, really, because even, listen, I have people that I know that are not serving God and they're looking at stuff like this and they're calling this crazy, unbelievable. But we as believers, as watchmen, as people who understand the times and seasons, this should not be something that should catch us off guard. This should not be something that keeps us flabbergasted. This is something that we should be expecting because we know according to the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and 2 Thessalonians, which says there will be a falling away, an apostasia of truth, a defection of truth. We've seen that. 1 Timothy 4:1 says that. That there will be doctrines of demons, that there will be deception, there will be a seducing spirits coming in and be pulling people from the faith. Now, I want to take the next probably 15 minutes and I want to shift gears and I want to talk about one of the greatest deceptions that I see, one of the sources of deception. And again, this comes from Christians too. They're guilty of this. Is idolatry because they put celebrities, and now when I say celebrities, I'm not talking about your favorite musician. I'm not talking about, and that's part of them, but we're also talking about, look, we're talking about musicians, we're talking about actors, we're talking about actresses, and we're talking about sports figures, and even some of these secular podcasters and influencers. They put these people up on pedestals and they care way more about them. They know more about them. They know about their biography. They know their family life. They know what they like to eat, what they like to wear, what they like to drink, where they like to shop, what kind of car they drive. They know all this stuff about them. And I've, listen, I can prove it. There could be a situation, there could be something go on and it regards as quote unquote a celebrity, and we'll share this on our main website and we'll get more views regarding that celebrity than we will ever get about something that involves the church. Why? Because people are enamored by these people. People worship these people. These are like idols. They're literally like idols. Look at Taylor Swift. I mean, these people pay thousands of dollars to sit in the nosebleed section so that they can, quote unquote, experience being there live with Taylor Swift. They know, listen, every news outlet, you get on your phone, you get it, you turn on television, and it's flooded with Taylor Swift and her NFL boyfriend. I'm so sick of hearing about it. But this is what people want. And the reason why they keep promoting this and they keep sharing this is because people are eating this stuff up. They love it. They embrace it. They just consume it. So when you have these quote unquote celebrities come out and they make these outlandish statements like this, let me give you some examples here. So here we have Megan Rapinoe, who is this big soccer player. She is the, she's dyed her hair pink. She is the outspoken lesbian, the woke outspoken lesbian with the pink hair. She's very boisterous. She's very loud. Well, she made headlines recently when she said that, quote, her championship injury is proof that there is no God.
But, couple of days ago, she went down during one of these soccer matches. They were playing against the Gotham FC in the National Women's Soccer League Championship on Saturday night. In the sixth minute, Megan Rapinoe went down and had a very severe injury. She believes that she tore her ACL, which is just pretty much, I believe, for her going to be a career-ending injury because that was her final match of her career. So that was it. This was supposed to be the big shebang. She was running. Absolutely nobody touched her. There wasn't a scuffle. She just immediately went down. And who does she blame for this? Well, let's hear it from Megan Rapinoe herself. Take a listen.
Yeah, I thought about it a little bit. I mean, you know, I'm not a religious person or anything. And if there was a God, like, this is proof that there isn't. It's fucked up. So, yeah, it's just fucked up, because, like, 6 minutes in, it's just real bad.
Yes,
ma'am.
You're good.
No way.
I feel like she's trying to be unbearable, because I don't see how she could be more unbearable. A woman that won't stand for the flag as she's representing the United States of America, who won't stand for the national anthem and put her hand on the heart because she just has basically no respect for America. But now she's going, you know, it's not just America. I actually want to be clear that I do not believe in God, but now this is proof that God doesn't exist. So if you were wondering, if you were on the fence, if you were thinking about getting deep into theology, well, now you have an example. This should help you. If you want to know whether or not God exists, all you have to do is pay attention to what happens to Megan. Megan, if anything bad happens to her, that's obviously proof that he doesn't exist. It's really that simple of a litmus test, because she is, like I said earlier, a raging narcissist, and that's what people tend to view.
All right, then we got this story. Now, if you were like me and you were probably about my age, I'm 46 going on 47, I remember, now I wasn't saved in the 90s. I didn't get saved till 2000. So in the 90s, hip hop was really big. You had Tupac, you had Biggie, you had Puff Daddy, he had the East Coast, the West Coast. Well, and then if you knew who Notorious B.I.G. was, then you most certainly knew who Lil' Kim was. She was a big hip hop artist in the 90s. She was very promiscuous, very vulgar, dirty. The lyrics alone would make a mechanic blush, make a sailor jump off a ship. It was bad, bad. Well, she has come out, according to a report. She is convinced that her new memoir, which she just wrote, will actually outsell the Bible.
Lil' Kim. This girl made a statement because she's got an upcoming memoir that she claims would outsell the Bible. This is the Bible. This is a quote. When we post our pre-sales, we'd be surpassing the Bible, the Queen Bee said during a recent Instagram live session. And that's crazy. And the thing is, it's like the Bible. Like, I don't take that lightly. I already know that. But it's like some crazy going on behind the scenes. It's a candid memoir that was announced in 2021. At the time, the hip-hop icon noted that she's excited to finally get to tell her story after all of this time. Clearly, it will include the Notorious B.I.G., Biggie. Lord knows who else it will include. You know what I take from this? Outside of the fact there ain't no way she's outselling the Bible, because the Bible, according to the Guinness World Record books, the Christian Bible is the best-selling book of all time. Research published by the British and Foreign Bible Society in 2021 claims that the total number probably lies between 5 and 7 billion copies.
So, guys, again, this is scary. When these people make these statements like this, I mean, it angers us because we call it blasphemy, but there's a danger behind this. Some of y'all need to know this, that there has been celebrities and well-known figures that have made similar statements like that and didn't end well for them. I mean, let me give you an example. John Lennon, who many of you guys know him from the Beatles, some years before, during his interview with American Magazine, he actually said, quote, "Christianity will end. It will disappear. I don't have to argue about it. That I am certain. Jesus was okay, quote, but his subjects were too simple. Today, now he's referring to the Beatles and himself, we are more," this was made in 1966, by the way. He said, quote, "we are more famous than him," talking about Jesus Christ. Lennon then went on to say, after saying that the Beatles were more famous than Jesus Christ, he was shot and killed after 6 shots. That's after being shot 6 times. Very, again, terrifying, guys. Then many years ago, the president of Brazil, Tancredo Neves, during his presidential campaign, he made the statement that if he got 500,000 votes from his party, that not even God himself could remove him from his presidency. Well, consequently, he got 500,000 votes, but he got sick a day before he was actually sworn in to be president, and he died. Are you hearing me? Cazuza, who is a bisexual Brazilian composer, singer, and poet. During a show in that this individual had in Rio de Janeiro, while smoking his cigarette, listen to me, he puffed out some smoke into the air and actually said, quote, "God, that's for you." You want to hear something terrifying? At the age of 32, he died of lung cancer. Wow. Did you know that the individual who built the Titanic, after its construction, reporter asked him how safe it was? And he made an ironic and creepy statement saying that, quote, "Not even God himself can sink the Titanic." Well, we all know what happened. The Titanic was indeed sinkable. Marilyn Monroe was visited by Billy Graham during a presentation of a show, and he said the Spirit of God had sent him to preach to her. Think about the enormity of this. After hearing what the preacher said, she said unto Billy Graham, quote, "I don't need your Jesus." A week later, she was found dead in her apartment. The ex-vocalist of AC/DC, that's a prominent band that I remember growing up in the 1990s. They were a rock band. They had hits like Thunderstruck, Back in Black, Highway to Hell, all of these songs. The ex-vocalist, Bon Scott, in his 1979 song, he sang, quote, "Don't stop me. I'm going down all the way down the highway to hell." On the 19th of February of 1980, Bon Scott was found dead. He had been choked by his own vomit. This is scary stuff, guys. Christine Hewitt, who was a Jamaican journalist and entertainer, said that the Bible was the worst book that had ever been written. In 2006, in the month of June, she was found burnt beyond recognition in her own motor vehicle. Guys, again, this is serious. There is serious consequences when people make statements like this against God, especially when they have a lot of influence over them. This, I would never make some kind of a statement. Even when I wasn't serving God and I was away from God, I had enough fear of God to know not to say something that stupid. So this is just very terrifying. All right, let me give you one last story, guys, and we're gonna close down this week of podcasting. Quote, a real life miracle. As a Virgin Mary statue has been filmed crying with eyes turning red. Guys, this is nothing new. An eerie footage appears to show a small statue of the Virgin Mary weeping, and hundreds of people have now visited church to witness this alleged miracle. But some think there's a more plausible explanation. Again, this is all happening in Mexico. Guys, again, there has been known. It's no stranger. Mexico is no stranger to deception, falsehoods, fabrications, all these things that's come out of there, everything from UFO sightings to chupacabras and the list goes on. So the point is, even if this is real, it's nothing new. There has been this has been going on for hundreds of years. We've had the apparitions of Mary. We've had the crying statues. We've had the bleeding statues. We've had the stigmatas. Again, I put all of this into the deception of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let me pull that scripture up, and we're getting ready again. We're going to get ready to close this down for this week. Again, we appreciate you guys. We love you guys coming on here and being a part of the program. I want to give this to you, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 9, Paul said that the coming of the lawless one will be according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous, here it is, deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Again, for you guys that listen by Apple or by Spotify who didn't get that, that's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. So it is not surprising, nor will I be surprised if the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the end of the age, you're going to see more of these mass deceptions. People are going to be swallowed up and deceived by their celebrities, by false preachers, false apostles, false teachers, false Christ, false messiahs. So we need to be alert. We need to be watchful. We need to be in prayer. And you may say, well, Brother Ricky, how do we keep ourselves from being deceived? Number one, you got to get in the Bible. You've got to, listen, blow the dust off your Bible and read it. There's no excuse. If you don't want to read a physical paperback or whatever copy of your Bible, get you a tablet. You've got a phone. You download an app. There's free apps. The U version of the Bible is free. You can get whatever 300,000 translations or whatever. And that's a joke, guys. I don't even know how many translations there is, but pick your translations. It's the closest to the original Greek and Hebrew. Read that. There's no excuse. You've got to be a Berean. You've got to study the Bible, know the word, and be rooted and grounded in the word of God so that you're not blown by every wind of doctrine. Continually to pray and ask the Lord to keep you from being deceived, because deception will be rampant, okay? Those are your two primary ways you can keep from being deceived. Know the word and keep in fellowship with Christ. Keep him at the center. Keep in prayer. Keep in your devotion and keep in your relationship with him red hot. And again, when you do that, that allows the Holy Spirit to work effectively in your life, who is there as the Paracletos, the comforter, the one who comes alongside to guard you and keep you from being deceived. Come on. Amen. Do you receive this word today? Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. Bookmark the site right there on your screen. Bookmark it. Get to know the website. Download the free app. Again, it's available on Apple, Android devices. Hit yes to push notifications and you're good to go. You're going to have everything you need right there to keep updated. Again, hit the like button, the share button, the bell notification. Go follow us on all these social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube. We're on Telegram. Guys, there's a lot of things that are censored out there that we cannot put on social media platforms, the big tech censorship because of the shadow ban, censorships, and deplatforming. So we will share them on our Telegram channel. So right there on your screen, go follow us on Telegram. Look for our handle right there on Telegram. Go find us, follow us there. Again, we're on Rumble. You can find us there as well. This is an alternative video platform. We'd love for you guys to go follow us there. Why do I need to follow you, Brother Ricky, on all these platforms? Because you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. One day, we may not be on any of these platforms, and we're going to have to go completely underground, and we've already prepared for that. That's why we stream directly from our website. Not because it's just an extra thing to do. We've done that in provision for what may be coming down the road. Or I shouldn't even say may. What is coming down the road, which is this heavy antichrist system censorship that's going to silence voices like ours. So we're already making provision for this. And that's why we want to get you on board now and subscribe, get the app, get all this so you can keep up with this. And again, guys, listen, everything is free. The messages are free. The podcasts are free. Our devotionals are free. The equipping message, all this is free. The website, the app, everything is free for you guys. All we ask is if our ministry is a blessing to you, it encourages you, it equips you, it informs you on a week-to-week basis, please pray about becoming a monthly partner. You could do that two different ways right there on your screen. If you're watching the visual of this, go to the app down at the bottom, hit donate. Or go to the main website and you're going to go and you click on support the ministry or hit that donate button. It's going to bring you to an electronic page where you can give via by major credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, whatever you wish and feel comfortable doing. Or you can do it by check or money order. You can go and make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. And on that note, guys, I just want to, again, express my gratitude and thanksgiving to all of our partners, you guys who send us letters, you send us cards, just a blessing to us, cards, letters, checks in the mail, money orders, whatever it is, physically by mail. You guys that leave email messages and messages, we love you guys. We know who you are. We appreciate you. We don't want to embarrass you. We don't want to call you out, but we thank you from the bottom of our heart for your prayers, your generous words. Some of y'all's stories are unbelievable. How you found our ministry, how it's been a blessing to you, how it's helped you, how it's equipped you. That, my friend, is what keeps us doing what we do every week. It's because of people like you. That's what we're doing. It's about you. It's about the people. It's helping you, encouraging you, equipping you, informing you. We want to be a blessing to you. And that's why we do it for free, because we understand not everybody can physically give, you know, like others can. Everybody's on different levels, and we know that, and we honor that, and we appreciate that. But you do what the Lord tells you. You pray about it. And as the, you know, I believe as you are faithful over what is little, God will make you ruler over what is much. The Bible says, give and it shall be given back into your good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And with the same measure that you give, it shall be given back unto you. That's Luke 6:38. So it's there. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So listen, we love you guys. We're praying for you. We ask that God's blessings be upon you. May he bless your family, bless your marriage, bless your children, bless your finances, bless your business, bless your church, your ministry, your health, and everything and all. I just declare 3 John 2 over you. Beloved, above all things, may you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And I pray for the salvation of the lost, and for the restoration of the backslider. If you're watching today, we pray for you, and we pray that you repent and get right with Jesus Christ, because today is the day unto salvation. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said amen and amen. So listen, guys, we're going to sign off for this week of podcasting. We're going to take off Saturday and Sunday, as we always do. We plan on being right back here on Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, same time, same place, same channel, with great content for you for next week. We've got a whole full lineup Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, because Thursday is going to be Thanksgiving, so we'll take off Thursday. We'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday next week. So until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.